food prices have increased over 40%. Energy prices have increased over 20%. Wheat and gas prices have increased over 70%. What's going to be next? Do you see these trends reversing or even stabilizing? All fiat currencies have always failed and collapsed their economies on their way down. The Roman Empire, China, France, Argentina, Finland, Mexico, Russia, Zimbabwe all tried fiat currency and all collapsed into chaos. Meanwhile, the dollar has lost over 97% of its gold value since 1971, when an ounce of gold was valued at $35. If your assets are in paper, you are in danger. Protect your assets with gold and silver. Visit Discount Gold and Silver Trading at DGScoins.com. That's DGScoins.com or call 1-800-375-4188. That's 800-375-4188. Protect yourself and your family.
There's a battle for the soul of America.
We can't let him tear the kingdom down.
This is no game. This is war.
Flesh and blood. It's between the bad and good. We can't stop until the trumpet sounds. This is war. Not a game we're playing. This is a war.
The only question is, which side will you be on? It's time now for a call to decision with Pastor Butch Paul.
Satan's armies come to kill. This is war.
Hello, my friends, and welcome. This is Pastor Butch Paul. It's 12 May 2026. Welcome to this broadcast. We're going to bring up our guest in a minute. A guest that if you've been listening to me anytime at all, you know who the man is. I've only got to meet the man personally, in person, twice. But I've known him now for many years, and I call him a friend. I do, and I don't think he mind me saying that. He's my friend. He runs the BioCare Hospital in Tijuana, Mexico, Dr. Rodrigo Rodriguez. In my mind, in my opinion, probably one of the top 10 doctors, maybe less than that, even maybe the top 5 doctors in the world, that knows how to help people and cure people of things that doctors in America just tell them to go home and die. But before we go to him, though, by the way, phone calls will be open almost immediately. I don't care what kind of health problem you have. I don't care what your background is, what your situations are. You can call and ask Dr. Rodriguez any question you want about yourself or a family member or friend. You can do that. Matter of fact, you can call him off the air tomorrow in his office and talk to him. He'll take time to talk to you. He will not charge you. If it takes a half hour, an hour, he doesn't care. He will talk to you and try to help you. We'll give you his phone number in a minute. Toll-free number, give it to you in a few minutes. Before we go there, though, tonight, don't forget the Lord willing, this coming Saturday, we're going to have Bible study. Starting at 10:30 a.m. Eastern, we start out with prayer requests and praise reports for half an hour. 11:30 to 12:30, we do Christian worldview news, not ABC, CBS, NBC, none of that garbage. We look at everything that's happening in the world from a Christian viewpoint, from a biblical viewpoint. Now, if you'll do that, you can understand what's happening in the world. It makes a lot more sense when you see God's hand working in it. Then from 1, we'll take a break at 12:30. Then from 1 to 2, we're going to be talking to Dustin Nemos. And, folks, that's a young man you don't want to miss. He's supposed to join us last time because of weather in his area where he lives in Florida. He didn't get to do it. Hopefully this Saturday you can join us. So please, plan on being there with us. You can watch us live. If you go to PastorButch.com and click on Rumble, there will be. If you can't do that, you can call the phone number 339-209-5013. 339-209-5013. You can listen that way. And I hope you do that. And also, for those that listen to this broadcast on phone, if you're trying to listen another way and not working too well, maybe shortwave not working well, we have a new listen number. The old one dropped off with us. Can do anything about it. It just happened. The new listen number is 518-896-1623. 516-596-1646. New listen line. And a prayer request tonight for a very dear brother of mine lives in Wisconsin. He puts out a newspaper called the Wisconsin Christian News. And it covers the whole world and events covered by reporters and pastors and other Christian teachers. Fantastic newspaper that you can get. If you go to WisconsinChristianNews.com and look up online, you can sign up for a subscription. Online subscription. No charge, I don't believe. But I would like you to check it out. Wisconsin Christian News. And the man's name, we need prayer for physical healing, folks. He's been sick now for about 9 or 10 days. He keeps a grueling hours every day from like 3 or 4 o'clock in the morning until who knows what time the evening. He's wearing himself out. He needs your prayers for strength. Also, he's under attack in many other ways. One thing he's under attack for, the IRS has harassed him now for tax he paid last year. They're swearing he didn't pay it. So, folks, as I wrote to him today and encouraged him, you're catching a lot of flack from the enemy. That means you must be doing something right. We need your prayers, my brothers and sisters, for strength, for healing, and for strength for getting through this and faking through this trial you're going through right now. His name is Rob Pugh, P-U-E. Please keep Rob in your prayers, okay? Now, with any further ado, I'm going to go to our guest and a man that I respect very much for the callings on his life. This man's a doctor, not because he got rich off of it. It's a calling on his life. We were talking about it before we come on the air. He's over 80 years old now. He doesn't want to quit. He feels like he really can't quit. He'll take his place. And I got to admit, I feel the same way in the radio. Over 33 years of doing this radio broadcast, I have tried to quit a couple, three times. I can't do it till the Lord says I can. I'll be quite honest with you. I'm saying this very humbly. I don't know who stepped into my seat and try to fill the gap. Not that all that important. No, the world won't miss me at all. But I feel like by the grace of God, we've done a few things to help people like Dr. Rodriguez has helped many, many people with diseases they were sent home to die with in this country. In other countries around the world. Dr. Rodriguez, are you there?
Here I am, Pastor. Thank you for having me on your show. Thank you very much.
How many years have we been doing this now, Dr. Rodriguez?
Gee, Pastor, I really lost count because we were introduced by Pastor
Lindsay
Williams.
Yes.
And it's been a long time. And I would lie if I told you a date, but it's been many years.
Would you say at least 15 years?
Oh, yes, at least, yes. But I would say more than that.
We go back a long way, Dr. Rodriguez. And I have followed what you've done for a long time. As I said, I was down by to see you twice over a period of all these years. I wish I could come more, but lost Tijuana is a long ways from West Virginia. I mean, that's all there is to it. But I love coming and spend more time with you. I love coming into your hospital and how you all took care of the patients. And one thing I noticed was very unique. Every patient was unique to you. You didn't, the hospital didn't clump them all together. They may went through some of the same natural treatments, but each patient was treated as an individual, and that it is almost unheard of today. And when you spend time with them, you spend time with them. The other docs that work with you, Dr. Chavez and others, really, when they come in and talk to you, they were there to talk to you and try to help with your situation. Now, I admire that. And the time you took to put me and my wife, Marcia, through all the natural plans, the treatment plans that you worked with us on, to help us overcome our health issues. I don't know how to even begin to explain to the people what you do there, but I personally want to thank you for what you do. And I can't imagine who's going to take your place either, Dr. Rodriguez. I can't imagine who's going to take over BioCare Hospital and run as you have. I just have no idea. So you really can't quit. You really can't. I know you don't want to quit, but you really can't right now because I have no idea who's going to take your place, like I said. And I can imagine you not being there for the people because you've been there for so long. And I respect you for that very highly.
Pastor, we were talking before the show started, and we were talking that we are not doing a job. We are following a calling.
Yes.
And what I do is that. I go, I see patients, and once I start talking to them, then I really get engaged. And yes, every treatment, everything has to be individual because we have our own individual life, our own upbringing. We had different activities. We had different environments. We ate different things. We were taking, even in siblings, even brothers and sisters, you know, parents are not exactly the same to each and every child. You're more careful of one or the other simply because you feel one kid demands special attention for whatever reason. The fact is that we're absolutely individual. And what you have to do is you have to take all that into consideration and learn to know the patient, to get to know him, so you know exactly what can you expect, not only in terms of disease, but also what you can expect on how the person is going to react to therapies or to whatever you want to do. Even simple things as likes and dislikes. Many times you tell a patient, I'd like to do this diet this way or the other, and they say, you know what, doctor, I hate cucumbers. Well, you're not going to do that type of thing. So you have to go back and ask, okay, what is what you like? What is what you really enjoy? So you can establish a connection with the patient, and you can begin a protocol that's not only going to be followed, but it's going to be followed with pleasure. There's going to be a big compliance if you work around what people really like and what people really love to do. And I take always that in consideration. And many times there are things beyond your control. You say, well, you know, that type of thing I cannot really do because many people work at night. So you're not going to tell them to get up in the morning when you should be sleeping because you need a little bit of sunlight. So you have to work around each individual with whatever that individual really means, and so you can get the results, the compliance, the follow-up, the obedience to a program that you need for that program to be successful. So that's very important. And in medicine, we used to, and I say we used to because things are changing very rapidly, we used to start a relationship with a very long one-to-one conversation. You get to know the patient, and the patient has to get to know you because the easier the communication flows, the better off everything is going to be because then the patient feels at ease, feels with confidence, feels that they can ask anything and get answers. All that is so important in medicine, but unfortunately we're losing it, and we're losing it very rapidly. It's very important to know. If you don't get to know your patient, you're going to be very limited. And the same thing goes for the physical exploration. Well, you have to see how, if they have lumps, if they have dry skin, if they have any nodules, if they have whatever, mobility issues, etc. Because that way you can also start getting all your diagnoses together and making comprehensive, integrative programs that are going to really help people. But let me tell you, I'm talking about what the doctor should be doing for you. But let me talk about something which is very important, and I think for our listeners is particularly important. What can you do for your own self? And because nobody is going to give you a better surveillance than yourself. And this is like when you, when you're planning a vacation. You're planning a vacation with the family, and you say, well, we're going to drive up to Yosemite National Park, and we're going to take the whole family, and we're going to take the motorhome, and we're going to do blah, blah, blah. Before you engage into that, you have to make sure that the vehicle that you're taking is in good shape. So you take it to the garage, you check the tires, you check the engine, you check that all the filters are working properly, that you don't have any loose things in the engine, and that's, even if it's clean or not clean, that it has everything in order. So the chances of having a problem with it are greatly reduced. Exactly.
Uh-oh, you're losing, Todd.
Every day,
I don't hear you.
We have to make a little review how our bodies are working to make sure that, yes, we can go ahead with the full day, that we can do what our body, that what we demand from our body. So it's going to respond, it's going to perform, it's going to give us what we need. But for that, there are many, many little things that we can do. There is what I call the dashboard, and I would ask people to think of it momentarily. The dashboard is the first thing you look at when you're driving, and you want to make sure that everything is smooth and in order. A dashboard is the first thing you take a look when you listen to a noise or you feel something when you're driving. Why? Because it has gauges that indicate what's happening. It tells you if you're going too fast, if you, some of the newer cars make a beep if you exceed the speed. You see if the engine is running okay or if it's being forced with a lot of RPMs, or that's overheated, or that the oil pressure is not exactly what it should be. So one small look at the dashboard can give you the general idea that that your car is in good shape, that you can continue going. But if you see something that's alarming, you're going to stop and go to the garage. If the oil pressure dropped, or if the engine is overheating or anything like that, you're going to have to stop to the first gas station and have checked all this out. And that's why I call the dashboard in our bodies. Every day, there are simple things you can do that are very profound in what they can do. But still, you can do it without the help of a doctor, without the help of a laboratory, without having to do big things. Very simple things will tell you. And the first thing is, take a good look. Probably all of us have seen that when you're about to take a flight, the captain doesn't go and sit in the driver's seat and takes off. The captain will normally walk around. And that's how it's called, a walk around. They look if there are not any leaks, if there are not any problems, if there are any flat tires, etc. So that's what we have to do with ourselves. Every morning, when we're about to take our shower and so forth, take a good look. Look at yourself in the mirror. See if there are any lumps, if there are any black and blue marks, if you see anything that shouldn't be there, scratches or things like that. Look at your face. Do you look good? Are your eyelids swollen? Do you have any problems? Are everything is symmetrical? Your face looks like every day. And if we do it every day, it's going to be a lot easier to detect any changes. And then get on the scale. See, what's your weight? And what's been your weight for every day? You don't have to weigh yourself every day. What I would advise people is to do it once a week, but make sure you write it down. It's very important because many times we say, well, okay, I'm 160 pounds, and where was I? I think it was that. No, write it down so you know that you have about the same weight you had a year ago. And there's no way you're going to remember what was your weight a year ago, 2 years ago, 3 years ago. Write it down and put it on an accessible, safe place so you can tell that your body weight is holding, that your body weight is going up, or that the body weight is going down. All this is important because we have to make sure that our body's composition remains steady. It's all that is very important. And up to that point, you don't need help of anything. It's something very simple to do. The next one, you just need a little gadget that you can get at Walmart or you name it, anywhere, which is a blood pressure machine. And again, you don't have to do it every day.
May I ask you a question, Dr. Rodriguez? I'll make one comment, then we'll ask you a question. Folks, when you go to general hospitals, I know it's named a soap opera, and you go to the hospital, everybody eats out of the same pots. It's just basically canned food, heated up, and served to everybody. Gets the same food every day, basically the same food, same diet. And it's not nutritiously prepared. It's done in bulk. In BioCare Hospital, they have chefs who cook unique meals for you if you need it. And it's delicious food. And I know it's like eating at a gourmet restaurant. And that's the truth. It's a relaxing atmosphere. You can get in your room, you can go up to the cafeteria and eat. But it's always a good place to be. Cafeteria, a good place to visit other patients and get to know other people there. But anyway, that's available at the BioCare Hospital. Dr. Rodriguez does a tough blood pressure monitor work at all compared to over-the-arm monitor?
Okay, I'm glad you asked that question. If you check your blood pressure with anything, any gadget you happen to have, any thing you happen to get your hands on, might not be as precise as going to the doctor and have a trainer or a doctor taking your blood pressure. But for sure, it's going to tell you whether it's going up or down. In other words, if you have, let's say, 120 over 80 for all the time, and all of a sudden your machine tells you that you have 130 over 90, well, that's time to have it checked. You don't come to conclusions. No, you don't have high blood pressure. It might be the machine. It might be the position of your arm. Might be a few things, simple things, that gave you the wrong reading. But that's the time to go to the doctor and say, or to a good nurse and say, could you please check my blood pressure and make sure that it is where it is? And then you have to bring up your surveillance a little bit more and do it with expert hands, like 2-3 times within a couple of months, just to make sure that you continue to be normal. Because high blood pressure has been called the silent killer because you don't feel your blood pressure going up. You don't have barely any symptoms until it's very high or until it's been high for a very long time. And by then, the damage that you have done to your body might be irreversible. You might get better by controlling it, but not necessarily completely back to normal. So that is very simple to do. So I would say if you're 40 years old, start doing that. Start checking all these things because they could really make a big difference. And the next step up, which still is very simple, is having your blood sugar checked. It takes a little prick in your finger. There are many, even in shopping malls, many times I've seen it that you go around and they say you want to be your sugar level tested. And just let's make sure that that's in good shape. Now, let me tell you something, talking about what you were saying about the food. Let me tell you something. And this is something that I have done 100 times, or I would say 1,000 times. When you have any of these symptoms, if you put your life together, in other words, if you start taking your hours of sleep, a little bit of physical activity, and you start eating, food is the best medicine. You start eating what you should be eating and get out of your life what you should not be eating, you're going to start to improve. Actually, Pastor, last week I got a call from one of your listeners. Okay. And then she told me about what was happening with her husband. She told me that he was getting swollen, that he wasn't moving very well, that he was feeling not very good, and that she hadn't seen the doctor because it was a little bit far away that she was planning to, but she wanted to do something for him. And then what I did is I told this lady, you know, yes, you can do big things for him. And what we're going to do is we're going to put him on kind of a strict diet for a couple of days when he's not going to eat any sugar, any salt whatsoever, and he's going to be eating for a couple of days, 3 days, very simple food, steamed potato, steamed rice, chicken soup, some chicken, some fish, but everything with minimum fat, and we're going to skip carbohydrates for those 2-3 days. Well, this is about last Thursday. Today she called, and she said, you know what? I put him on that diet, and all of a sudden he's feeling a lot better. He started urinating a lot, and the swelling started to go down. So finally, we got a call from the doctor who already gave us an appointment, and I told him the whole story. I told him that I had talked to you and you have told me what to do, because, of course, I couldn't give her a prescription or anything like that. And also because medication is good at some point, but it's not the foundation of the therapy.
Amen. Hang on to the break. We got to go to break, Dr. Rodriguez. Do not forget that thought, please. Folks, call. The line's open if you ask questions. We're here. 717-300-1698. You may join us if you like, and I wish you would. Don't go away.
Satan's army roams the land, seeking souls of fallen men.
Hi, folks. Pastor Butch Paul here. I'm certain that I don't need to tell y'all we're living in unstable times, or as the Bible says, perilous times. We're starting to see shortages of many products in America, cars, clothing, furniture, and even food. We can't do much about the cars, clothing, and furniture, but we can with the food, simply by calling the man of foods, the best in store foods bar none. They have a shelf life over 25 years, are great tasting, no GMOs, no chemical preservatives, no aspartame or high fructose corn syrup, and no MSGs. Give the man a call at 888-597-0775. That's 888-597-0775. Or go to namana.com. Mention the Pastor Butch sent you and get a 10% discount. That's 888-597-0775. You'll be glad you did.
Hi there, and thank you so much for listening. This is Summer. I'm owner and operator here at Superior Mountain Herbs. Please visit us at www.superiormountainherbs.com. You can always call or text 406-274-7579. We'd be happy to assist you with any of your health and wellness needs, whether you're currently combating serious disease and infection like cancer, or you're just simply looking to keep your body in great shape and maintain what God has already given you, you can visit us and we would absolutely love to help you. Once again, visit us at www.superiormountainherbs.com or give us a call at 406-274-7579 to get your hands on some of the most incredible handcrafted, organic, and wildcrafted supplements on the planet. SuperiorMountainHerbs.com.
Hello, folks. Pastor Butch here. A lot of y'all are asking me to give our address out on the air, and I never take time during the interviews, but here's our address. If you want to write to us, send us a letter, say hello, or place an order, or whatever you want to do, our address is simple. It's Pastor Butch Paul, P-A-U-G-H, or call to Decision Ministries. The address is 224 Herd. That's spelled H-U-R-D. 224 Herd Road, Netty, N-E-T-T-I-E. N-E-T-T-I-E, West Virginia, 26681. 224 Herd Road, Netty, West Virginia, 26681. There you go. Thanks a lot.
Since the beginning of the United States, kings have sought it. Nations have fought for it. It has been traded, borrowed, purchased, and stolen. There is a reason for it. To secure the blessings of liberty to ourselves and our posterity, invest with the security of gold and silver. Call Discount Gold and Silver Trading at 1-800-375-4188. That's 1-800-375-4188. Listen to Financial Survival with your host, Melody Cederstrom, on Shortwave Radio. Visit DiscountGoldAndSilverTrading.net or call 1-800-375-4188. That's 1-800-375-4188. For the very best in gold and silver trading, call toll-free 1-800-375-4188. That's 1-800-375-4188. Call now.
This is war, not a game we're playing. This is a war. Brothers, hear me what I'm saying. Pick up your sword and shield. Get on the battlefield. Satan's armies come to kill. This is war.
Folks, we are back. We're talking to Dr. Rodrigo Rodriguez. The phone line is open for your call. Love to hear from you. Excuse me, I took a drink of water. Someone went down the wrong way. Give us a call, 717-300-1698. Dr. Rodriguez, finish your information about the, excuse me,
sure,
about the damn swelling, please.
Okay, sure. It's Biker Hospital, Bio, B as in boy, I-O, it comes from biology, biocarehospital.com. One word, small case, and you are already on our site. That's going to be very simple. But if you want to call, and if you want to talk to me personally, I'd be very happy to take your call. You don't have to pay anything. You don't have to do anything. Just call and say that you listen on Pastor Butch's program and that I invited you to ask a question or contact me directly at 800-701-7345. 800-701-7345. And you just call and tell the operator. They know it's true, so you just have to tell them, you know, I'm one of the listeners of Pastor Butch, and I'd like to talk to Dr. Rodriguez, to talk to him, because of whatever, I have a question or I want to talk to him. And I'd be very, very happy to take your call, and we can have a little conversation, and I really hope I can help you. Because, as I was telling you, many times a small advice or small thing that we do at home can make a big difference. I was telling you of this lady whose husband was swollen and feeling bad. So they started what I told them, and just yesterday, she called her doctor, finally got through, and then the doctor, she told him what she had done, called me, the type of diet that I had put them on, and how this gentleman was doing. And the doctor told her, that's perfect. you're already doing half the job I have to do. That's perfect. So they gave him an appointment, but the doctor was very, very complimentary of what she was doing, and she says, and he said he was absolutely delighted that she had already started a good diet and helping her husband. And as I tell you, it was already showing because his swelling was going down. He was peeing a lot. He was getting better and feeling better. That's the bottom line. Because many times, I have to tell you this, our bodies don't like to be sick. That's why we feel terrible when we're sick, when we have a problem. And you don't necessarily have to have an obvious disease. People just come and tell me, you know what, doctor? I don't feel the way I used to. I don't have the energy I used to. I have this feeling or I have this problem. And in many cases, I just say, okay, let's review everything. We start doing simple things. And a lot of it begins by food. If somebody told me, you're going to be a doctor, but I'm not going to give you access to any treatment at all, pick just one thing you'd like to use as your treatment tool. I would say food. Because we, on one hand, it can do so much for us. And on the other hand, we have made so much damage to our bodies by what we eat. We go and eat processed foods that contain chemicals. I have done this a thousand times. Patients tell me, doctor, I'm eating this nutrition bar. I take the bar and I say, look, this has sodium benzoate. This has this. This has the other. This has EDTA, which is sodium again. And and even though the product is sweet, it's loaded with sodium, which is salt, is what you don't want the body to take, and a lot of chemicals. And I'm not saying necessarily that those chemicals are harmful, but your body doesn't need them. Your body doesn't need them, and your doctor and the food industry cannot tell you that they are completely harmless. I mean, chemicals are chemicals. And they can interfere, they can block, they can produce any sort of damage in whatever function we have in our body. I mean, God gave us food, and it's in the beginning of the Bible. It's in the beginning. God said, I give you these plants, I give you these fruits, I give you these animals to provide you for your nourishment. And then we go and buy a can and buy a box and have a foil and have all these things paper wrapped. I mean, that's not food. That cannot be food. Just think of what food is it, the one that was made in Pennsylvania, and you buy it in Arizona 2 months later out of a shelf, and you put it in your house still for another month. That's not food. That's just like Purina Chow. It's like dog food.
It's a filler. It's a filler. That's all. It's a filler.
Yeah.
Makes you feel full.
I see children today, and when I see children being taken to a fast food place, I feel like they've taken them like to a gas station and say, fill them up. And, as you're saying, there is just a filler. They're going to have a full stomach, but they're not getting any nutrition. And then they're going to have a lot of side effects, and they're taking color chemicals, flavor chemicals, preservation chemicals, antioxidant chemicals of the wrong kind, and a lot of sodium and a lot of things that your body does not only need, but that can be harmful. And that's why we're seeing that our healths are not what they used to be. And we eat a lot more than we needed to, and we're gaining weight. As a society, we're gaining weight. We're getting fatter. I was looking. There is a. I'm sure you there. If you have a Dairy Queen place in your area, there are some of them that have a picture of when they opened the very first Dairy Queen. And you see, they were giving away ice cream, so it was the places filled with people. But when you look at them, everybody's thin, everybody's slender. You don't see fat people. You might see one or two a little bit heavier than the rest, but not fat, definitely not fat. And today, you take a picture in any supermarket or take a good look at the cart, and they don't have food. They take, it looks like war supplies, as if they were going to fight a war, and they have to take food that will not rot and will last for years and years. But that is one of the major issues with our health system, with our healthcare, and it begins with you. It begins with making healthy choices, of thinking before you eat. Everybody has half an hour a day to cook something. I mean, it doesn't take a lot to make a hard-boiled egg, to make a little salad, to cook a little piece of fresh fish, to do a little bit, a steak on. And today with the air fryers, that is something you can use. That's something that I would recommend if you don't have too much time, using an air fryer, because it doesn't have microwaves. It doesn't have anything. It's just heat that is being agitated by air, so it gets hotter sooner in the food that you're putting in there. One good thing is they use a lot less oil because you don't deep fry. So there are a few things about air fryers that I like, and I tell many people, okay, if you don't have the time, you can do that. But I don't buy the idea of the time. I definitely don't buy the idea. Why? Because I have a hospital. I go every day. I have consultation. And when I come back, I pre-cook a couple of things. So in the morning, I just finish whatever I'm going to take for lunch. And then I take my lunch to the hospital. I could eat at the hospital because we have very good food. That's one of the ideas of my hospital, to cook from scratch, fresh every day, foods that are going to be very important in the recovery of our patients. Yet, like everybody else, I'd like to eat this or that and might not agree with what they're preparing today. And I love to cook. I think it's something that we have to get back to. I come from a family where my mother used to feed us all the time. She was a housewife, but she was so wise, so knowledgeable about what children should eat and what children should not eat. I mean, I had a soda pop when I was probably 13, 14 years old, because my mother never talked about them. They were never around. They gave us plain water. And I remember distinctly that there was a particular faucet in the garden that my mother always sent us to get the pitcher of water, because she said that from that particular pitcher, the water was very fresh. We didn't use ice. We didn't use any of these things. And she would cook every single day. And she went to the market. She bought all her stuff. And she cooked everything from scratch. So I was very fortunate. That's probably why I'm 82. And I work every day, because I had a very helpful upbringing. I don't remember ever being sick, except for appendicitis. When I was a kid, I was operated on, but after that, nothing really all my life. I really never been sick, and I really thank God a lot for that, because all of you that have any health issue, you know how it feels. That's why I try to understand. I want to be very passionate and compassionate about it, because I know that you are very fragile, very worried, very everything, and I really want to support you on one hand, but also I want to do everything that I know it works, and that's going to make your body function better, perform better, so you can feel once again who you used to be. To me, that's rejuvenation. Rejuvenation is making somebody feel and act the way they felt and acted 10 years ago or 20 years ago. And I can tell you that many of my patients say, you know what, I went back home and now I went back to the movies. I went back to go out with the family. I went to family gatherings, which I didn't care for anymore. And it's not that you didn't care for. Is that your body wasn't up to the challenge of getting ready and go and spend time with loved ones and so forth. But that's also a very important part of life.
Well, you know, that yeast in, what you're saying, you just didn't feel like it. I hate to interrupt you. We got a phone call. Let's talk to Frederick from right here in West Virginia. Frederick, come on in. Welcome.
Yes. Hi, Butch. Hi, Dr. Rodriguez. I'm a patient of yours. You might recognize me. But, you know, you helped me a few times. I called, and I just, you know, testing you, I guess. And you really helped me, you know, just without getting any money out of it, just freely helped me and told me things to buy at the grocery store, you know, that would help my condition and everything. And it was really good information.
Amen.
So then I thought, well, let's go ahead. So then I thought, well, let's up the ante, like they say in poker. Let me spend some money now. So I called you and said, what do you recommend? What is one of your products for my condition? I had a prostate condition, and I bought some of your supplement.
Yeah, and I think I told you to take the Prevent Mail.
Yes. This is the best product of the herbal supplements. This is my one that I would turn to first. And it's such the quality, you can see the quality in the packaging. It's not like, you know, some of the, I don't know, it's just very professionally put together, and the ingredients are the ones that I was looking for. Sometimes you get a supplement with five or six ingredients, and, you know, it's not the five you would have picked, but these are the ingredients I would have picked if I was putting it together myself. And, you know, these are things, if I'm a prepper, and what about supply chain issues? You know, I haven't thrown my drugs away that the doctor prescribed, but I can't tell which one works better. They both work. It's important to drink lots of water, even though it may sound counterproductive. I think the supplements work better when I drink lots of water, maybe 2 quarts a day at least. And if there were supply chain issues, which could you, as a prepper, which could you find, you know, in the woods? You're not going to find the drug in the woods, but some of these ingredients are things that are just all around us. And
let me tell you something, and I'm going to quote the Bible again. The Bible says, you shall eat the fruit and the seed thereof, which means you're telling me what would I take as an alternative? I would take seeds. Like, for example, if we have an apple, chew the seeds. If you buy, if you get an apricot or peach and so forth, you can break the shell of the pit and eat the pit within it. Those things are very helpful. And actually, a lot of the things that you see in products like Prevent Mail come from seeds. So if you say, okay, if you don't have a pharmacy, if you don't have anything, I'm in the woods, what would I do? I would look for fruits that contain seeds, and I would eat them all through. In other words, I would take like an apple and eat it all through. I mean, I wouldn't spit anything out. Everything is good, and even the little stem can be good because it's going to contain a lot of fiber and so on. And by the way, you know that an apple a day keeps the doctor away. I'm going to tell you that one apple every meal, 3 apples a day, will give you all the fiber your body needs in 24 hours. So you're right. If we went to the woods and we would go completely to nature, I think it would be a lot healthier. And actually, a lot of the people that were around before us, I mean, they survived. Not only survived, but they thrive. Think of all the people that went from the East Coast to the West Coast, and they would get in a completely isolated, deserted place, and they would survive and thrive and function and have children and form families. And after them, we came because they were successful. And they were successful because they ate all these things that I'm mentioning.
That's true.
Well, that's good advice. Anytime I need a second opinion, I know I can call you, and that's very comforting to me.
Anytime, you know, you can call me anytime.
Anything else, Frederick?
And I respect your opinion very much. And, you know, there's a guy that he got on a wagon and he went to Oregon from St. Louis, just like the Oregon Trail, and he wrote a book about it and lived the way they lived and cooked the way they cooked. And he said, throw your smartphone away, throw it in the river. He said, you don't even need it.
Yeah. That's good.
Okay, very good phone call, Frederick. Thank you. Very good phone call. Thank you, sir. Folks, we got time for more call if you want to hurry. 717-300-1698. So the lady called you about a husband with a swelling. He's doing much better. And that's all from changing diet. He didn't call for any supplements. He just changed his diet. He's doing this much better already.
Yeah, we all can take a good look at ourselves and be good to ourselves, be gentle to ourselves. And not just because we like this or that, we're going to indulge in getting all these things that we know they're harmful. Because we feel, how many times you have gone and eaten something that you know it will not agree with your body, and you can feel it, you can feel the weight in your tummy, you can feel you go to bed and you cannot go conciles sleep because you're heavy, you're loaded, you're bloated. All those things you have to avoid, and you're going to see that you're healthier and healthier. That's number one. Number two, physical activity. The human body was created for movement. We have to move, we have to walk, we have to go upstairs, we have to stand up and sit down. We have to do our things. We have to wash the dishes. We have to vacuum clean the houses. We have to take the garbage out. In other words, keep moving. And the more you move, the better off you're going to be. And the third one is your emotional life. We have to love people, and people have to love us, because it produces so many things within the body that create health. So every time you give a hug, every time you're hugged, every time you say a heartfelt good morning to somebody because you love that person and because you're truly happy to see them, every time somebody smiles at you and says, how are you? All those things are very good. A heartfelt handshake. But we have to be together. We were born to work together, to live together. And that togetherness produces a lot of health because it produces a lot of enormous supply of enzymes and hormones and things that make our life easier. So, again, what we eat, how much we move, and how is our emotional life around us. All those things are very important. The more we do it, the better off we're going to be. I mean, if,
all right, I'll interrupt you. We're down the last couple minutes, and I want you to be sure and give your information out again. But go ahead and finish your comments and give out the information here very quickly, please.
Okay, sure. Then it is Dr. Rodrigo Rodriguez, R-O-D-R-I-G-O. Rodriguez is R-O-D-R-G-U-E-Z as in zebra, and that is biocarehospital.com. Bio, B, as in boy, I-O, care, C-A-R-E, hospital, and the site is .com, and the toll-free number. I'll be happy to take your calls again, absolutely free. Let's talk. Let's have a conversation. It's 800-701-7345.
Wow. This hour went by so quickly, Dr. Rodriguez. And I want to thank you again for always being so courteous to me. When I called it, let's do a broadcast, you were there. And thank you for doing that for everybody out there tonight listening. I know they appreciate you. And I certainly do also. So please know we do appreciate what you're doing.
Thank you very much, Pastor. And let's keep on working because we have a calling. We love what we do. And I'm sure a lot of people appreciate what we do.
Well, yeah, I think you're right. And we want to be a blessing to other people. And Dr. Rodriguez, thank you so much. I'll be in touch. You folks, you call him up, ask any question you want to tomorrow. He's on West Coast time, so he's 3 hours behind us on the East Coast. But call him up, talk to him, and he will do everything in his power to help you, as he did the lady and gentleman that called earlier about the swelling. So do that. Don't be ashamed to call. Please do that. Dr. Rodriguez, please keep in touch, and I'll be in touch. We'll do another broadcast here probably next month, okay?
Okay, thank you.
Take care, my friend.
Bye-bye.
All right, folks,
bye-bye.
We did the best we could tonight to bring information to you and bless you another way. And,
okay.
And I
God
do mean that. Tomorrow, God bless you. And tomorrow night, we're going to have Jonathan Alexander on of a Liberty Care, Liberty Council that's been fighting Christian battles for people, no charge, for many, many years and winning many victories lately. So tomorrow night will be another great broadcast, so please stay tuned. And don't forget, again, if you need us, call the office at 800-777-4403, 304-846-4448. And we've never got caught up yet, folks, financially. Please, if you can help us, please do so. Some of y'all was separate up the plate. And believe me, we're about breaking even now, but we're not quite caught up. And thank you for all you've done, for being there for us. It is such a blessing to know y'all care that much. We'll see you tomorrow night. Have a great night. And call if you need me tomorrow. You'll find me and I'll call you back. Good night.
Pick up your sword and shield. Get on the battlefield. Satan's armies come to kill. This is war. Satan's army roams the land, seeking souls of fallen men.
Melody Cederstrom and CSC Talk Radio team up as Common Sense Voices of Integrity. I personally endorse Melody Cederstrom to be your trusted go-to expert for all your precious metal needs. Experts agree a financial crisis and even collapse is inevitable. Given our government's lack of economic leadership and self-interests of those in power, it's no longer a question of if you should purchase gold and silver, but if you will purchase gold and silver before it's too late. Melody encourages you to tune in each weekday morning. Visit CSCTalkRadio.com. We both agree truth and education are the two significant factors in both our missions. There is a wealth of misinformation out there. Let Melody and Beth Ann help you sort through the chaos and bring you home to the truths that will ensure that you and your family are protected. Call Discount Gold and Silver Trading 1-800-375-4188 or online at dgscoins.com. Melody and Beth Ann are strong forces together working to preserve liberty and bring America home.